There are many holiday traditions that come to mind in December. Maybe it's finding that perfect Christmas tree, setting up decorations, or sending out cards. But what probably doesn't come to mind is fruitcake.
Fruitcake! The worst!
This reflection on fruitcake is from Atlanta resident Janine Jackson.
I don't like jellied things in the middle of my dried out cake. They're just nasty. I don't like them. You would never know I didn't like it. I would say, oh, thank you. That was so thoughtful of you. Then I would go home and throw those directly in the trash.
And so at this season, we understand that fruitcake might be underappreciated. But at the same time, we were also sure that we could find someone here in Atlanta who could speak in defense of this seasonal treat. WABE's David Barriswain found just such a person in, of all places, a monastery.
Yeah, we're walking alongside the side of the church, the Abbey Church, and this is where we pray every day.
That's Father Augustine. He's one of the monks who's charged with making fruitcake at the Monastery of the Holy Spirit in Conyers.
Good Christmas weather, in a sense, cold. Got a fruitcake in my hand here. What more do you want, right?
From about the year 2000 or so, the monastery has been making fruitcake. They sell it along with other things like bonsai trees and stained glass and some other food items. This is all in an effort to be a self-sustaining monastery.
They're pretty well sealed.
As he unwraps a 2-pound tin of fruitcake, it becomes clear that he really is a fan of fruitcake.
We had a big storage room where we kept the fruitcakes after we baked them. And a couple times a week, you know, I'd go in there and have my little slice of fruitcake.
And while their fruitcakes have pecans and raisins and dates and cherries and pineapple, what makes theirs mostly different is the type of alcohol that they put in their fruitcake.
Some of the fruitcakes you can buy they're kind of bland in some ways. You know, maybe that's what some people don't like about them. Our fruitcake is different from most. It really is. We have peach brandy and sherry in it, which I think is what really makes it. Yeah, you can smell some of the peach brandy and sherry in there. At least I can.
And even though fruitcake is sold in December, the monks in Conyers actually start making it in batches, about once a week, from February all the way through to September.
We usually make it earlier in the year because we like to give it time to marinate, in a sense. Fruitcakes taste better after they've been sitting for a while.
Fruitcake has been around since Roman times. Some reports say that they used pomegranate seeds and pine nuts and barley mash to make theirs. But let's be honest, it is still the butt of many jokes and upturned noses each December. Father Augustine knows this, and he even knows one of the jokes about it.
The one that I've heard the most is the one, I want to say, is it Jay Leno or David Letterman? I don't know. And you hear about fruitcakes were made just to be doorstops. that's about the only joke I've ever heard.
I've got one for you. Sure. There's an old comedian by the name of Stuart Pankin who says that there's really only one fruitcake in existence, and it is re-gifted from person to person and house to house, and it has been traveling through the centuries.
Yeah, well, it hasn't landed here yet, that one. I think people consume ours.
But he also concedes that not everyone will be a consumer in December, and there might not be much he can do to change people's minds.
Again, you know, I mean, just like any other product in this world, not everybody's going to like it, but I think people can get over some of their misperceptions about what fruitcake is really like. And maybe after a few years' time, this whole myth and stereotype of fruitcakes will be dispelled. We'll see.
But for all the ribbing that fruitcake takes each December, the monastery in Conyers must be doing something right. According to Father Augustine, they sell about 8,000 loaves of fruitcake each year. David Barriswain, WABE.